live across the sunny coast.
Place, this thing is heavy.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Welcome to Wednesday afternoon.
How exciting. Yesterday, if you missed it, we have announced that there is going to be an extremely limited range of Ellie and Taz Christmas cards. They will become collector's items.
Well, we can only hope that people don't just throw them straight in the bin.
You used a word yesterday and I loved it to describe
keepsakes.
Them. Yeah, they're a keepsake.
Yep.
Totally. We will be giving away some of those at some time this afternoon, so keep your ears out.
They'll be personalised to a certain extent. I've had an idea of something we can put in them to personalise them a bit.
Can we get AI to do it, though?
Well, absolutely.
Because we're trying to offload everything to AI with these Christmas cards. We really don't want to do any work.
Yeah, apart from talking to you and getting your addresses. Well, that's...
Well, we can get AI to do that.
Well, we want to talk to you and get your addresses. Ellie, stop it. Sorry.
Did we just get a little insight into the little voice in your head?
Yeah.
She came onto the show for a second.
Yeah, she pops up quite regularly.
Ellie's little voice and Taz this afternoon. Hey, no, up next, something's happening with the show tomorrow. It's not going to be a normal show.
No.
You're leaving me.
Yes.
And I want to just make sure you've got what it takes because you're going to have a really special gig.
I am. I'm scared.
Yeah,
I'm
you
so
should be.
Scared.
You are unprepared, not knowledgeable at all, and you're not going to be here tomorrow and I miss you already.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy.
I'm very excited for you. Tomorrow, the Ellie and Taz show is not going to sound the same. It is just going to be me on the air.
For the most part.
You're not going to be here. You're not even going to be on the coast.
I did have to put in some very last-minute annual leave.
Yeah.
AKA
but it's exciting.
Today.
It is really exciting. I'm actually very excited for you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I mean, look, when I say what it is, you're going to see why I'm a bit apprehensive.
No, I'm proud.
So proud. I am an emergency stand-in tomorrow.
You weren't their first choice.
No, absolutely it was not their first choice. Okay. Their first choice pulled out to be the ground announcer at the cricket, the Women's One Day International Australia v India is happening down in Brizzy tomorrow.
Hey, we'll take it. All right? We'll take it.
We Huge. Will. Absolutely. Well,
international
look.
Sporting event.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we've spoken about my website that I launched last week recently.
Yeah.
That's my side gig is emceeing and ground announcing and stuff.
Yeah.
The problem is, Tazzy.
I say I don't like cricket.
I don't know much about cricket.
No, you don't. That's why I'm here. Okay? My dad has taught me well and I cannot wait for the next test. Of course, India is here in the country at the moment. I think Friday the second test kicks off. But you are working a ODI tomorrow.
Yes.
What is that?
A one-day international.
Well done. Okay, I've got five questions that I've put together.
Okay.
Cricket-related questions just to test you to see if you know what the hell is going on in cricket.
Okay. I'm going to guess that I don't. I'm going to have to do, like, player interviews and stuff, Tazzy. Like,
totally.
I know nothing.
You're going to text me?
Yeah.
Tell me, during the show tomorrow, Sunny Coast, this is all our jobs, is we have a radio show, let's stuff all of that, we'll play your music, but if Ellie has a question, she can ask us, I'll ask you guys and we can all help her.
Right, yeah,
okay?
That'd be
good. You've got the whole Sunny Coast behind you.
Okay.
Okay, five cricket questions.
Hit me.
What is an over?
Six bowls of the ball.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Well done.
Give yourself I'll give myself a little ding for that one.
Number two, what is an innings?
An innings is all the batsmen or batswomen in this.
Yes.
Do you say batswomen in a women's game?
Great call. I would probably...
Batter.
Yeah.
The next batter.
Totally.
That is when the whole team has bat and gotten out.
Great. Hey. Well done. That's two from two. What's it called when a bowler takes three wickets in three consecutive balls?
A hat trick.
Yes. Look at her go. Okay, number four. Can you explain the Duckworth-Lewis method? Or the Duckworth-Lewis-Stern method, sorry.
Is that when you get out on the first ball?
No. I mean, it has the word duck in it.
Correct.
So I like where your head's at. That will be if you get rained out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if a team sort of... bats and, you know, gets 150 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it rains.
Yeah.
It's like the calculation, the maths they do behind it as to how many runs they'll need in a shorter period of time. If they don't get the whole day, because let's say some of it gets rained out, which may come into effect.
Do I have to do the maths?
No, you don't have to.
So
I'm guessing Duckworth-Lewis-Stern do it.
How do I use that in a sentence? Like, oh, so the Duckworth-Lewis-Stern is being calculated now?
Yes. No, well, no, it's just by using that, it means that they've only got 20 minutes, but they only have to hit 20 rounds.
Okay.
It's the weird calculation.
Okay.
Yeah. Finally,
yep.
Can you explain to the Sunny Coast what a silly mid-on is? Just
no,
for the people
not,
at home.
That's not real. You've thrown a trick question.
No, no, I haven't.
This is a silly mid-on.
No, you could be, someone could be silly mid-on. Can you explain it?
Does it have anything to do with sandpaper? Because I know that was silly of them to do that.
That's all she needs to know, everyone.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, yesterday on the show, you may have heard, after 5 o'clock, we were discussing Christmas. Tazzy revealed you've already got your Christmas tree up.
Yeah, sure do.
I'm
single guy
so proud
at home.
Of you.
I mean, I have a roommate now. She moved in a week or two ago, but we now have a Christmas tree.
Yeah, good on you.
I haven't really done it for me. I've done it to try and show off to the neighbours. Because I've put it up at the window, like at the door there, so that everybody looks into our apartment, sees the tree, goes, oh, wow, they must be really Christmassy. We're not really, but I'm trying to pretend.
Yeah.
It's all for show.
I did walk by your house last night and I tried to look for it.
Oh, we didn't put the lights on.
The story's crumbling.
We lasted a day before we forgot.
The story is crumbling. But I made a revelation on the show that seemed to shock you. I revealed that since moving out of my parents' house...
How long ago?
12 years ago, 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. I have never had my own Christmas tree.
Oh, that's devastating.
The only Christmas tree I've ever had has been at my mum and dad's house.
The thing is, you're not a Grinch.
I am a tiny bit of a Grinch. Like, Christmas stresses me out, buying presents and getting everything ready. But no, it's more that I often will go and see my family who live over in Perth for Christmas and they've got the Christmas. So I'm waking up Christmas morning with a Christmas tree.
Yeah, just not your own.
Well, it's there. It's just so I don't need my house on the Sunny Coast to have one because I'm not going to be there on Christmas Day.
Sunny Coast, 545-11919. Is it okay to not be home for Christmas, do you still need a tree?
Yeah. If you're not waking it up in your house on Christmas Day, is it worth having one? I don't think it is.
We've got a $50 voucher to the brand new Nambour Cinemas. New Nambour Cinemas tickets only for $10 or VIP recliners $15. How I stand on this topic, where I stand, is you put the tree up December 1. Mm-hmm. Some people put it up like November 1.
Mm.
But you're saying that the tree is only good Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'm flying out Christmas Eve this year to go to Perth.
Yes.
So I'm not putting one up at all in December.
But you put it up today, right? For 20 days, the tree will be there, ready, looking great, gets you in the Christmas mood. You go away for one day. The tree's going to be out when you get back.
But there's not going to be no Christmas presents under the tree.
There could be.
It's just
you've bought presents already and wrapped them, haven't you?
I've bought them. They're arriving.
Yeah.
Thanks to Australia Post over the week.
Yeah, exactly. And you can put them under the tree.
Oh, it's a lot of work, Taz.
Oh, come on. It took me 5 minutes and I was by myself.
Cody and Caboolture, what do you think? Am I a bit of a Grinch for having this take on Christmas?
Hey, you going, you legends?
Hello, Cody.
Good. So I've got a half on this one. So I'm half with LA, half with
you, Taz. No, hang on. Shoes aside, Cody, we need you to not fence sit on this one.
Well, if you have kids, definitely, but if you don't, then no. I agree with you.
Yeah, I like that.
That is fair. All right.
It brings a good point, I guess. Yeah, no kids, which you don't have.
Yeah, Simba the dog, Simba the Cavoodle might be upset.
Oh, Simba would love the tree.
He would tear at the presents underneath it. Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah, don't leave anything at ankle height for him.
Let's go to Danelle in Bly Bly. Danelle, what are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I think you could just go to the IGA, the local IGA, and buy one of the real Christmas trees. They're only like $20. They're cheap as at the front of the IGA there.
But then it'll die when I go away.
I've bought one and I've had it before and it died before even Christmas Day. But that was the only thing I could think of. I think Christmas is, regardless of tree or no tree, it's Christmas. It's about family, friends, enjoying yourself and having a great time together.
And winning an argument against your co-host as well.
So I'm saying do whatever makes you happy and everyone should just have a Merry Christmas.
Janelle, I feel like you should work for Hallmark and do those Hallmark Christmas movies or the Christmas cards, because that was beautiful.
Thanks, Danelle. And that the movie tickets could be coming your way. You're in the draw for them, Danelle. We'll let you know.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. We'll go now to Rodney in Parigian. Hello, Rod.
Hello, Ellie.
Uh-oh. Your tone of voice does not sound like you're going to back me on this one.
Ellie, you need to talk to your partner, Ben. He needs to help you grow that heart two more sizes up. Mrs. Grinch.
Thank you.
Tree is needed.
Look, the Sunny Coast isn't agreeing with you at this point in time, Rod. So,
I don't care about the coast. All I care about is that tree being up.
100%. Even if you're not here for the final day, the tree needs to be up. When do you put it up, Rod?
Late December. None of this getting it up early. December 1st, tree goes up.
Done. Nah. Signed, sealed, delivered. Thank you, Rod.
Right. Thanks, Rod.
See you, legends.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Yesterday on the show, we revealed, Tazzy, that Christmas is coming.
It sure is. Well, did we reveal?
Did I pause at the wrong moment?
It was a great setup. A great setup, and then you just ruin it by just lying. Just straight out lying.
No, you just didn't let me finish my sentence.
Oh, sorry.
Christmas is coming, and we want to send you a Christmas card. Oh, that wasn't the Christmas song that I was thinking it was.
I'm going to go to sleep and I'm going to wake up tomorrow and we can do this all again.
Christmas cards are coming.
What is this?
This is my trap bed of Deck the Halls.
So, Sunny Coast, Ellie and I want to make a Christmas card. We want to send it out. We're going to do a very limited run. We're thinking only 50 of these bad boys. Mm. We are, however, going to slot in a $50 note into one of the cards. We're going to be like your grandma and include some cash in your Christmas card.
Yeah, I know. You're welcome. You're welcome. But that's not the point. The cash isn't the point, Taz. The point is Christmas cards are a dying art.
Yes.
No one gets good mail anymore. You only get stupid bills. Like, I got a stupid car radio the other day and I was like, I wasn't expecting you.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Anyway, sorry. And so we want to brighten up your letterbox this Christmas.
Yes. 545-11919. Let's give away another three.
Oh, look, we'll just see. We'll just feel it.
Another three Ellie and Taz Christmas cards up for grabs. Get one. If you're still getting Christmas cards, why not add this one to your collection?
Now, we've decided with the design of it, we want to outsource to AI because we're not graphic designers.
No, and what's more 2024 than AI?
Yeah. We have to get it done within the next 7 days because I've paid for a free trial and of these AI websites and I'm not paying.
Can we get the photo sorted?
Yeah, well, at the moment I've got four options to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Let's put them all four up on our story.
Yeah.
And people can choose A, B, C or D. And then whatever they vote as the best will be the cover art of our Christmas card moving forward.
One of them, I uploaded a picture of your face and said, turn this face into a fat, sexy Santa. And it has delivered.
Okay, so that'll be up on our socials very soon. Give us a call right now if you want to book your Christmas card. This is how normal Christmas cards work. You normally call and ask for one.
Yeah.
If you'd like to do that, 545-11919.
Dave's in Budgerum. That's what you've done, Dave. You keen for a Christmas card?
Oh, bloody hell. It's a thing of the past. I wouldn't mind another one.
That is what I like to hear. Just Dave's keen.
Dave's keen. He's also keen on the chance. One of the Christmas cards that we send out will have a $50 note in it, Dave, as well.
Well, that's going to be mine, of course.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, a lot of people have said that to me already, and I can confirm not all of you will be winning it.
We'll see what we can do. Hold the line, Dave. We'll grab your address so that, well, that's an old school way. We need to send a mail.
I know, right? I'm going to lick some stamps. Lauren in Noosa, would you like a Christmas card?
Hello. I would love a Christmas card. I used to get them all the time for my family, and now we just get none.
Yeah,
boo, family.
I used to even have the little piece of string that you used to hang from one wall to the next and hang them all on there, and then it sort of just got smaller and disappeared.
Aww.
Well, get the string out, Lauren, because you're getting an Ellie and Taz Christmas card.
No, it's going to be the best card ever, guys.
Oh, stop it. I love that people actually want these, Taz. Thank you, Lauren.
The artwork's going to be based on whatever you choose, Sunny Coast, on our socials as well. We're going to give you a couple of different options to choose from. Let's go to Anthony. G'day, mate.
How you going?
Good, Anthony. You keen to collect yourself a little Christmas card?
Oh, yeah. I want to see that sexy reindeer.
Well, it was actually a sexy fat Santa in the form of Taz. But we can make you, do you know what? I'll ask AI to make you a sexy reindeer.
AI can do everything. That's what's scary about it. Thanks, Anthony. Oh, actually, quickly, before you go, we're going to need your address as well. But
Not on the air.
Don't say it just yet. For the next song. Should we play a Christmas song? Let's leave it to Anthony. Anthony, we've got Mariah Carey ready.
I think it's too soon for Mariah.
In the wings.
No, go Mariah.
Want Mariah.
There we go.
Well, Anthony has spoken.
He has.
He's in the Christmas spirit already because he knows he's got a Christmas card on the way.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Most of this year I have been a single guy and you've been sitting here listening to the stories, the dating stories, the ups, the downs, etc.
It has been a roller coaster to witness.
All right, okay. All right, love.
I'm just saying, you know, I've been in the passenger seat just watching. Mm. You come in, you meet one girl, oh, I love her, she's great. The next week, oh, no, I found a new one. And then, you know, they fizzle. They fizzled.
Right.
Fair to say.
Okay, they do. Thank you for that. Airing of the dirty laundry. You said, Taz, I'm here to help last week. This is about 10, 12 days ago. I'm here to help. I'm going to take over the Tinder. I'm going to take over your Tinder. I'll do all the swiping. Mm-hmm. I'll do all the messaging, organising of all the dates. You just sit back, relax. Mm. You guaranteed me dates and success.
I didn't realise being a straight man on Tinder was so difficult.
It's tough. It's
it is.
Real
it's a tough,
tough
world out there.
Guys listening, it is. It's a wasteland out there.
A lot
there.
Of hot chicks though.
But there's so many guys out there, you see, that are on the apps.
Yeah, and they're just swiping right to everything, aren't
they? You're just a person in the ocean.
See, I'm being selective. So for the record, I'm not catfishing any of these ladies. Mm. My profile that I've set up says, hi, I'm Ellie, date my co-host Taz.
Yeah.
So I'm talking, you know, as me, but on behalf of you trying to wingman you.
I have seen the profile that you've set up. It's not even cropped correctly. Like half of me is cut out of one of them, half of you's cut out of the other.
Cropping's
you can't even
tough.
Read the words you put in.
Cropping's tough.
Okay.
You know,
all right,
that's
so maybe,
beyond my technical skills.
I want to know.
Yeah.
You're 2 weeks in.
Yeah.
You guaranteed me results.
Yeah.
How many matches have we got?
We have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 matches.
That took you. You had to count on your fingers, didn't
you,
to get
because,
to 5?
No, because Team Tinder has sent me a message, so I'm not counting that.
No, don't count Team Tinder. So we're down to 4.
Well, apparently Lisa, who's been recently active, likes you.
Mm.
But I have to pay to see Lisa's profile. Tinder will get
That's
you.
That's how
like
they
that,
get you. Tinder thinks you're a sucker.
You've got 11 people who've liked you, according to this, but I need to pay. And I ain't paying.
Okay, so I'm not really seeing any results at the moment. We've had 5 matches. How are we doing for replies? Are you at least chatting to all 5 girls?
So I've sent out 5 messages to all 5 girls. Mm-hmm. One has responded once, and then I've messaged again.
Yeah.
And then she didn't respond again.
Yeah, because she's got billions of matches. You have to stand out.
Yeah,
you're not
I do.
Used to having to do this. You just get to waltz in. Hi, I'm Ellie from the radio.
I'm the banter king.
And that's good. No,
you know I'm the banter king, and all my messages have been great.
Okay, well, speaking of, I need to know your best opening line. What was the best thing that you said?
Oh, this one. Okay, this girl had nothing in her profile that I could work off.
Yep.
So I just said, Mary. I'm calling them all Mary. Mm-hmm. Pleasure to meet you. I'm Ellie, Taz's Cupid. May I ask, what are you looking for in your perfect boyfriend? I'll see if Tazzy fits the bill.
Too much. You've already asked a too deep of a question straight up.
Whoa. Well, the other ones I've tailored. Oh, God, I got out of it. The other ones I've tailored towards them.
Mm-hmm.
One said she liked radio and she liked dorky, confident and kind dudes.
She's not real.
So I was like, well, this sounds like a perfect match for Taz. I talked about you patty caking because one wanted a secret handshakes. It's all in there. The most recent one I've just sent a message to.
I'm going
to
ignore the patty cake gear.
And I've just said, I've kept it short and sweet. Mm. I said, you're a smart woman for swiping right on Taz. I'm just going to see what she comes back with. And I thought she replied she didn't. Honestly, I'm checking my phone.
So you guaranteed me results. What have we got to show for it after 2 weeks? 5 matches.
5 matches.
And really it's 5 people that are ignoring you.
Like I said, it's hard being a straight man on Tinder. I feel you, boys.
Are you ready to say it's a fail of an experiment?
Almost. But is it me that's the problem?
Yes.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
So tomorrow, someone's actually hired you. So they've paid you. So you're going to give up the Ellie and Taz show tomorrow. It's just going to be the Taz show.
I've booked in annual leave. Thank you very much. Yeah, doing it through the books.
Yeah, and you're going to go and do your side hustle down in Brizzy.
Yeah, yeah. I am the last minute call up to be like a ground announcer at the ODI, Australia v India, women's cricket game.
Awesome. Huge.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Not only is the women's cricket like phenomenal, but it's getting bigger too.
Yeah.
Like, more people are getting around it every single time, and we're waiting for the second test of the India v Australia in the men's to kick off on Friday. So all eyes are going to be on you tomorrow.
Which is a bit stressful, Taz, because I've made no secret of the fact on this show that I'm not a huge cricket gal.
No, but since I met you, you've said, my dream is to be one of those sports announcers. You'd love to do the ground announcing at sports games and Suncorp and
I like me sport. I just am not big on cricket.
This is the next step. This is international sport.
Well, maybe this is the key that I need to get into liking cricket is hosting it.
Okay. I've already asked you a couple of questions earlier in the show about cricket. You aced them. You did really well.
Thank you.
I've put some more questions together.
Okay.
Can you explain to me what a duck is?
I do know a duck. A duck is when you get out on the first ball, on the first time you hit the ball, but a golden duck is when you get out on
Excuse me, I'm asking the questions. What is a golden duck? You can give yourself a ding for what is a duck.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You didn't really describe it. What's a duck?
When you get out without getting any runs.
Yes.
Okay.
Whew. What's a golden duck?
When you get out on the first bowl that's bowled to you.
No.
Oh.
Undo the ding.
Oh.
No, you're right. I just wanted you to get one wrong.
Well, I know that one because I used to play backyard cricket with my brothers.
Oh, well, if you got those first two, you'll get this one.
Yeah.
What is a googly?
When the ball goes, and bounces in different ways.
Kinda.
Like a googly eye? That's what I'm picturing.
Can you tell me, just be a little bit more specific, rather than...
Okay, you bowl the ball and it goes not where you want it to go. He's bowled a googly. Oh, it's off track.
No, you bowl a googly on purpose.
Oh, to confuse the batsman.
Yes.
Or batswoman.
So it's usually a spin bowler, like, has bowled something.
Warnie.
That often... Yeah,
may he rest
that often bounces one direction. The googly bounces the other.
I know one direction. Some good bangers by them.
I'm so looking forward to tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. Okay, final question. I've put together a two truths and a lie.
Okay, yep.
These are fielding, like cricket fielding terms.
Yep.
One of them is not true.
Oh, I was only fielder in backyard cricket. My brothers would not let me bat or bowl, so this is up my alley.
Good brothers. Good brothers. Keep it up. Okay, short third man.
Yeah.
Is a fielding position closer to the batsman than the traditional third man. Deep point guard is a fielding position far back on the offside. Or cow corner.
No.
Mid wicket region, often targeted for big hits.
No, earlier in the show you told me about a silly mid on. Now you're talking about a cow corner. You're making stuff up. Making stuff up.
So which one's the lie? Two truths and a lie.
Cow corner is a lie. It's got to. If it's not, I'm off cricket.
The lie is not cow corner.
You're kidding.
Cow corner is an informal term, I will say, for deep mid wicket, often targeted for big hits. The lie was deep point guard.
Oh, that's in basketball.
It sounds like baseball, but it's not.
Right.
It's not a fielding term.
Now tell me, what's mid wicket?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Karina Carpenter with Taste on CFM.
You don't like that song?
I don't like the lyrics of it. You know, I'm a lyric gal. You just have to taste me when he's kissing. It's yucky.
When you say it, it's weird. But when she sings it, it's great.
Well, that's my threshold for whether lyrics are good or not, is if I can say it and it doesn't sound weird, it's a good lyric. Like, wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Oh, that's not...
Actually.
Was a good song. Maybe not 2024. Hey, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. What did you have to carry home? Because I got a message from an old housemate of mine. I used to live with her back in 2017, 2018. This is up north, up in the NT.
Mm-hmm.
She messages me randomly, reminds me of a story that I have blanked out of my memory.
Mm.
She goes, this just popped into my head. Do you remember we bought a new washing machine from the good guys around the corner from the place that we lived in, and we had to wheel it all the way home on a trolley? So we lived probably about a K away from good guys, and we didn't want to pay like the delivery and the pickup and all of that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I just said in the store, because we were looking at it, we liked the deal, I said, oh, because we had a trolley. We just moved in. I was like, I'll wheel that to the store, literally just throw it on the trolley because I didn't have a car that could fit it at the time. I only had a little Ford Fiesta. And I trolleyed this washing machine in its box all the way home. It was so heavy.
Are we talking like a K?
About a K. Yeah. But in your head, you go, oh, well, it's just like three streets.
Yeah.
Surely you can do it. But if you're wheeling it, you know, there's no path, and so you're having to wheel it on the road, you know. The trolleys aren't great, and those things are heavy.
Yeah.
After 100 metres of carrying this thing, you are wrecked. And it was also 37 degrees in Darwin.
Oh, too. Yuck.
It was brutal.
Lucky you're, what did your doctor call you the other day? A young, fit sportsman.
He sure did.
So you would have been fine.
Hit the nail on the head, I think. 545-11919. What did you carry home?
Yeah, it was too big for the car. You didn't have a car.
Or maybe you were like
the
me.
Reason.
You were like me. You just went, oh, I'll handle that. No worries.
I'm a young, fit sportsman. That's what they call me. That's what my doctor called me. Does this count? It's kind of a story of theft.
Oh, okay.
I'm not proud of it. But in my younger years, I was at a pub one night and decided that the jug of beer that I had bought, that no one wanted, needed to be taken with me as a takeaway.
Yeah.
So, yes, I thought I'm going to take this jug with me. And I had a big coat on with big pockets.
Yeah.
And so I put it in the pockets so that no one would see me take it.
Yeah.
Very naughty. Yeah. I'm very regretful for my actions.
As a teenager, I had a boot full of traffic cones that I stole. And then one day we were driving around late at night. We were like first on the scene of a car crash.
Oh, gosh.
So what did we do? We got out the traffic cones and diverted traffic.
There you go.
And the police turned up and they were like, who put the cones here? Great idea, lads. And we were like, thank you.
It paid off. Well, that's a better end to the story than my beer jug story because I forgot that I had it in my pocket and I went to sit down and it went spilt all over my...
Yeah, got a wet bum.
All over my leg. I deserved it for being a thief. But we want to know what you took
Crime
home.
Crime doesn't pay.
Let's go to Donna in Mapleton. Hello, Donna. What do you have to take home? Tell us about it.
I went to get a mattress for my kids. Went to put it on the car. It slid off the car and I had to literally leave my car where we were and carry the mattress back home. Oh.
Mattresses are so annoying to move.
And surprisingly heavy.
Right?
Too.
You think it's going to be so light. It's a cushion.
You don't want to drag it either. You can't drag it along the ground. It'll ruin the mattress.
No.
What size are we talking,
Donna?
I had to
walk nearly 5Ks carrying a big single mattress.
5Ks?
5Ks, yeah. Ludicrous.
Oh, my goodness.
However, we are putting Donna in for the 5K for the Sunny Coast Marathon this year. She can do it with a mattress strapped to her back.
Should we recreate the scenario? Get that mattress and make
it. No.
The quickest I've ever been shut down.
Oh,
there
dear.
You go. All right. Thank you, Donna. Let's go to Katarina in Harmony. Hello, Katarina. Oh, hold on.
There we go. That's all right. I clicked on it. Katarina, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can. What did you have to carry home?
A whole house.
Okay. Okay. Katarina, what happened? Why did you have to carry the whole house?
Well, we lived in Bacolden in the outback back in the day, and we bought a house, and we had to move it with no trucks to hire.
Oh.
So we got some mates together, about 10 mates, and we all walked all our big items down the street.
How far did you move, Katarina?
Four blocks.
That's a fair walk. I thought you were going to say just down the street.
What did you say? How did you say?
I've also blocked it out of my memory until you realise this, and I'm like, oh, I remember.
Well, I'm not going to lie. When you first said a whole house, I was picturing those like.
The big demountable houses
that go, you know, the oversized trucks.
How strong is Katarina? Just got that on her back.
Wow.
You said you roped some mates in, Kat. What did you pay them as a thank you for helping you move your entire house?
They offered them a combined case of beer and a pie each for lunch.
Oh, bargain, I think. Absolute bargain.
A combined case of beer. You don't get a case of beer each.
No.
You can each take one.
Fight over it.
And you can have your pie as well.
We just bought a house we were poor.
Yeah, that's fair, actually. You know what? Say no more, sister. Love it. Thank you.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.